WTMA, Tiger Radio, Mighty TMA.
You know your temperature's rising, 'cause you're listening to Rocky D. And you can have your say, that's why he calls it Radio Free. Tell it like it is, Rocky, on News Talk 1250, WTMA.
Oh, that's better than Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday, isn't it?
That's pretty good.
That's Mama. You got that right. By the way, she just turned about 50. And, yeah, we had a birthday party for you the other day.
Better careful.
And she still looks like she's in her 30s. You've seen her.
I have.
Yeah, WTMA is 65 years old today. That's right. And even though, you know, so that means we all get to collect Social Security now, right?
That's right.
And he must have had about 75 pounds of hair.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what you did in the 70s. And I remember, Jack, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jack, you were on... what was the station in Charlotte, North Carolina?
Oh, Big Ways.
Big Ways in Charlotte, sure.
Yep. 6 years.
I bet you Keith had one of those polyester suits, too.
Everybody had the silk shirts.
I did not. I will tell you, I did not.
The cream-colored leisure suits
in the 70s. Yeah, sponge cloth.
There you go.
The best one was the Levi blue jean color
from
leisure suit.
From Mo Levy's. Had to be.
And listen.
But you guys don't remember the Continental suits when the Beatles craze was here, do you?
Oh, yeah.
You know what happened to me with the Beatles?
The Nehru jackets and all that stuff.
I got sent home from second grade for wearing Beatle boots because the teacher said they're bad for your feet. And she was right because they were plastic. I think they came in cereal boxes. And, you know, Beatle boots were the cool thing with the pointed toes on there and all that. I could barely walk in these things, but I was going to wear them because the Beatles did, you know.
Those polyester suits, though, were unbelievable. I had to unbelievable colors, but you could walk within about 3 feet of a bush and it would reach out and jerk. Grab that suit.
Well, you know where all those suits are now?
To wear those.
You know where all those suits are now, don't you? Yeah. They're on the monorail platform at Disney World. It's the only place you can get polyester, you know?
That's true.
Walmart, where polyester goes to die. But, Al, you were saying we're not under arrest, are we?
No. I am not aware of any outstanding charges against you at this time.
That sounds good.
We're still working on it, though.
Of course, you know, with the computer, that's changed almost by minute, from 1 minute to the next. There could be a warrant plopped down for you while I'm standing here.
That's another thing, Jack.
I better call in and check in before I leave.
You know, I've got a computer. I can reach it while I'm doing the talk show, while I'm on the air. Usually, we don't do this every day when we're doing news and events. I can basically look up everything and anything I need right there on the computer in front of me in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, Google has become a verb.
Yes, that's right. Google me or email me.
I always said computers are not here to stay. They're just a fad. You know.
Yeah, well, do you remember when computers were supposed to alleviate our paperwork problems?
I remember when radio stations first went to computers, and they were like 6 feet high. It looked like a transmitter or something. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, wasn't it the first computer was at MIT? And it was a building. It was a huge building.
Brainiac.
Yeah.
Brainiac.
And they used to go up and down the rows in a shopping cart and replace the tubes as they burned out.
Yeah, that's right.
Up and back.
Big tubes. Great tubes.
And just about any of the scientific handhelds today, I think, probably got more capacity.
Remember the old Gates board we had at WTMA at the Orange Grove? Oh, that was a two-power board. That was a transistor.
Oh, with the big turnpods.
You betcha.
Yeah.
They all had Gates boards with around volumes, you know.
Absolutely.
Round knobs.
Everybody. And then when the first four-track came in, everybody went in and looked at it and went, ooh.
Yeah. No, before that, it was eight-track, remember? Remember eight-track?
Yeah.
I remember when we played the 16-inch transcriptions. Any of you guys remember that? We had 16-inch turntables, and the transcriptions would come in with like six different tracks on them for six different cuts, and you'd play, the commercial would be on a transcription, on a great big 16-inch disc.
There was when I worked at WJOL out in Joliet, there was a large turntable that held it.
Was that inside the prison or outside?
We used to use it to put pizza on, because by the time I got there, those things, they weren't being used anymore, but that thing had been sitting there. You know who I once met? The guy who used to work at WROK and ZOK in Rockford. He's the guy who invented the automatic start and stop cart machine.
He made a few bucks.
I think he just, I don't even know if he's still alive anymore, but he was very old back 15, 20 years ago.
We were talking about Led Zeppelin songs. And there were two songs. There was Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
And there was Hey Jude. And you know what those were bathroom records. Because they were 7 minutes long.
7 minutes, correct. Right.
Yeah.
And we did, at Waze, we did Hey Jude, and we spliced it two cuts, and it would
go
15 minutes.
In fact, how long was Led Zeppelin? I know.
7 minutes and 23 seconds.
No! Al? No, you never was a disc jockey.
There was another one, MacArthur's Park.
Richard Harris. And then it got a DeVito on the album side from Iron Butterfly. It was 13 and a half minutes.
You got that album, friends? If you actually have the old record, go look it up. Stairway to Heaven is 7 minutes and 55 seconds long.
Well, you see, when you say Stairway to Heaven, I date myself because I'm thinking of Neil Sedaka at that time.
Different songs.
Sure.
By the way, Jack, when you were on the air, and even up to the point where Keith was on the air doing rock and roll, there were regional hits. You remember, something would be popular in Memphis, it would be popular in Atlanta,
absolutely,
but it wouldn't run in Chicago.
Right.
I mean, you know.
That's a big mistake with Goldie stations today. They're, you know, whoever schedules it, it was a hit where he was, but not where he is now. And people say, I never heard of that song, you know.
Well, the Embers were huge here. I mean, the Embers were just huge here and nowhere else.
Yeah. I mean. I know when Elvis first started making it. Did he ever come down and visit you when you're on air at any of the stations?
I never met Elvis. No.
Yeah, no. Never did.
Did Colonel Parker ever come and give you any lewds or anything?
Never met the Colonel either.
I'll tell you what, we got to take a break. I want to thank you for talking to us, Jack.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. You know, my life has made a memory.
See, Al.
All right, Rocky.
All right. And, Jack, I'll be talking to you soon. By the way, you can still hear Jack because he's on about 3,000 commercials running around in every section of the country, are you not?
Bless you, sir.
You still do it. You're all over the place. Which one's running down here with you on it? I don't even know which one. I can tell when I hear you, but I don't remember which ones they are.
Well, back and forth, there's some Stokes, I think, a car dealer there.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody in Monk's Corner, Cumbie Chevrolet, I think, and it's hard to remember when you do a lot of them. I work from a studio on the, you know, on the ISDN line, which we can go all over the country with, and I don't have to go anywhere; just sit here and do nothing.
Remember having to put it on a reel and mail it out?
Oh yeah,
I didn't have to splice reel tape.
Yeah, man, I was good. I was a good blade, man. I was a great edit.
That's right, that razor blade and that thin tape. Yeah,
things got so quick.
Red marking pencil.
All right.
Yeah, or the yellow one.
Well, I still use cart machines.
You do?
Sure, I do.
I still have carts, and we don't have a cart machine anywhere for me to use them, so they just sit in my house.
Yeah.
I have 300 or 400 of them, and I'm afraid if I toss them out, I'll miss them somehow.
Well, you know, I'm just a dinosaur, man. But I still love the commercials and still love what I'm doing, you know.
All right, thanks for talking to us today, Jack. We'll talk
thanks
to you some
so
other time.
Thanks, all right, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, this is Radio Free Rocky D at News Talk 1250 WTMA, 65th. Anniversary of WTMA on the air. We've been here 65 years. Here's Donna Darling with the WTMA First Traffic.
So, you think he's full of himself? So do we. That's why we like him. Neil Bortz, weekdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on News Talk 1250 WTMA. Now, let's return to Radio Free Rocky D.
Avenue with the three-tower array over there on the back of...
Are we supposed to be on? Oh, okay.
We're on.
Oh, okay. Hi, Donna.
Hey.
Radio Free Rocky D broadcasting live from the Citadel Mall for the 65th birthday and or anniversary of WTMA. We went on the air in 1939 on this day. And somebody just walked up and used to work with Jack Gale. Did you see this, Keith?
Yeah. Keith 1964.
Yeah, 1964. And the look at the tunes on here. This is from the week ending August 22, 1964. I was 7. And
I was 14.
Number one, Under the Boardwalk.
By the Drifters.
And you know number two was? Haunted House. Remember
Most
the Haunted
don't
House?
Remember
too?
Haunted House of Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just, or something, I'm living in a haunted house, something like that. Mm-hmm. I can't remember how it goes. What? Hang on a second. Turn that up there.
What?
Yeah, I think it's turned off. Good. Turn it on. It's the mute
sign. Q knows.
Yeah.
What?
The mute sign.
Q knows. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, that was Gene Simmons before he joined Kiss. No, it's a different Gene Simmons. I know that.
Okay. Hard Day's Night was number four. Look at that. Wow. Good Lord Almighty, man. Look at him.
Bobby Freeman. There's your one-hit wonder.
Now, here's number, look at number 37 on the top 40 hit list. You can't play that today, can you?
No, you can't.
Yeah, it's Me Japanese Boy.
Bobby Goldsboro. Yeah.
Man.
No.
All of a sudden we're politically correct now.
And you know, if you want to look at some old WTMA memorabilia, there's a website that's dedicated to that, WTMAmemories.com. You can go there and listen to old tapes of the radio station. You can listen to old jingles, ID, some of the things that you're hearing on WTMA. See lots of pictures, WTMAmemories.com.
Also, there's a stamp on here. It says McDonald's Hamburgers.
That's where they were giving out. Yeah.
1109 Savannah Highway, South. Okay, right? But it has to say hamburgers next to McDonald's.
Right.
Now you just say McDonald's, right?
Right.
McDonald's
knows.
Hamburgers. Right. All right. Hey, Keith Stephens, thanks for stopping by.
All right. Enjoyed it, guys.
Oh, man. And we'll be back with more of the WTMA 65th anniversary from News Talk 1250 WTMA.